You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The months-long biennial budget process in Wisconsin is complete. At 1:32 a.m. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers signed the budget bill now known as 2025 Act 15 into law. The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly is adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion in health care funding, as well as investments in child care, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. 7 Democrats in the Assembly and 5 in the Senate voted to pass the budget. 4 Republicans in the Senate and 1 in the Assembly voted against the bill. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, "The budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside." The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion. The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. Thursday's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting will set the table for next Thursday's Common Council meeting. The committee will take action on the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to help with 2 capital projects. It will also consider approving the first 3 phases of the Chalmers, a multi-purpose development on the site of the former La Crosse Tribune building. Other action items include funding for repairs to the roof of the La Crosse Center, legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and 5-year planning. Governor Tony Evers has signed the biennial budget bill into law. The Wisconsin legislature passed the bill Wednesday in the Senate and early Thursday morning in the Assembly. Each chamber approved the budget with bipartisan support. La Crosse area Democratic State Senator Brad Paff and Assembly Representatives Tara Johnson, Jill Billings, and Steve Doyle all voted in favor of the bill, which will provide $194 million in funding for UW La Crosse's new science center as part of the budget. The bill passed in the Senate 19-15 and in the Assembly 59-39. 1 La Crosse County beach is closed for the holiday week, while 2 others have warning signs posted about elevated bacteria levels. According to the county's health department, Airport Beach is closed for swimming due to high levels of E. coli. In addition, warning signs are posted at Bluebird Springs Campground and Black River Beach. Since the county's last update in mid-June, all 8 of the county's beaches have seen increases in E. coli, although for 5 of the 8 beaches, the levels remain below the threshold needed for a warning or closure. The DNR is reminding people to be safe on Coulee Region waterways this holiday week. Recent heavy rains have caused rivers to swell and currents to become stronger. The Mississippi River is at action stage, and other area rivers are either cresting or just coming down from action stage after the area was drenched in multiple inches of rain over the past 2 weeks. The faster currents, potential for debris, and deeper water can create hazards for even experienced people, and the DNR said that anyone in the water should watch for changing conditions. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has decided to strike down a law banning abortion in the state that was written in 1849. The much-anticipated ruling brings clarity in whether to enforce the 176-year-old law. The lawsuit challenging the ban was filed by State Attorney General Josh Call after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2023. Wisconsin's High Court ruled 4-3 to invalidate the law, with all 4 liberal justices voting in the majority and all 3 conservative justices dissenting. Justice Rebecca Dallet wrote the majority opinion. Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over 6 literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund. Gas prices are down a little bit this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
Here in the Cooley region, gas prices have also sunk below $3 per gallon on average, largely keeping pace with the statewide average. Across the river, Houston County gas stations are still charging a little over $3 per gallon for gas, but prices have largely stayed in line with what people are paying in Wisconsin. Be safe this 4th of July holiday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
It will be warm and humid for 4th of July celebrations. First up for today, we'll have highs around 90 degrees for most of the Cooley region. There are some scattered storm chances this evening and overnight. For Independence Day, it will be hot, humid, and sunny during the day, with highs in the mid-90s across much of western Wisconsin. The evening forecast for tomorrow is rain-free for fireworks. On Saturday, we'll see a chance of rain and thunderstorms before temperatures return to normal Sunday into early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the 7 Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.